Hello and welcome, and thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. I'm here with Reverend A, and we're going to continue in a discussion after we read the workbook lesson of A Course in Miracles, where today we're going to be discussing lesson 305, There is a Peace That Christ Bestows on Us. Before we begin, let's join together for a moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath. There is a peace that Christ bestows on us. Who uses but Christ's vision finds a peace so deep and quiet, undisturbable, and wholly changeless that the world contains no counterpart. Comparisons are still before this peace, and all the world departs in silence as this peace envelops it and gently carries it to the truth, no more to be the home of fear. For love has come and healed the world by giving it Christ's peace.
Father, the peace of Christ is given us because it is your will that we be saved. Help us today, but to accept your gift and judge it not, for it has come to us to save us from our judgment on ourselves. There is a peace that Christ bestows on us.
And so it is. Again, let's join together for a brief moment of silence. Let's take another good deep breath. When we read this statement, there is a peace that Christ bestows on us. It, from my conditioning, it's easy for me to think of that, Jesus Christ, that Jesus Christ is bestowing this peace on us. But that's not what this is referring to. The Christ is the mind, the Christ mind. And when we become joined with it, when we are in relationship with it, when we meld into that mind in perfect safety as Christ, I dissolve my mind into the perfect peace of God. That's a statement that comes from the Way of Mastery. Same teacher, Jesus, communicated that to us. And there's a peace that this Christ mind bestows on us when we shift into this, literally, a new dimension, almost like from the sleeping self at night, waking up to this self that's going about our daily human life. It's two completely different dimensions. It's two different worlds. And that's really what this transcendence of this world, of the mind, of ego, is much like. And we've talked about it over these last few lessons and certainly over the last few months, how this is a transformation of consciousness such that we do find ourselves in a new world, and it is the world of peace. And it's given us because it's been our blessing all along. It's never not been available to us. We are dreaming a tiny mad idea. You know, and A Course in Miracles is referred to the tiny mad idea. Jesus tells us that we're always dreaming. But we are, as he realized, capable of realizing our true self, that we are the energy of the Creator in action, and that we are deluded by a false concept of who we are, what we are in this experience as humans. There is a peace that Christ bestows on us, and it comes to us as we turn our attention away from the ego. We begin to ignore the thinking self, and we become quiet, and we allow ourselves to be informed by the voice of love.
And that there is a world that is revealed through Christ's vision and through this peace. And it says that the world departs into silence as peace envelops it and gently carries it to truth, no more to be the home of fear, that the world that we made, the world that we perceive, the world that we judge, the world that is filled with comparisons and judgments, will recede, it will depart, it will cease to be as we offer our vision and unify it with Christ's vision. So of my own self, I do nothing. Of my own self, I do not see clearly. Of my own self, I do not think clearly. I mean, that is really evident to this one, you know, for myself, just speaking for myself, you know, that is so very clear to me. And so those faculties offered upon the altar become requalified and become unified with this Christ vision and with the mind of Christ. May the mind in Christ Jesus be in my mind now. May that vision be my vision now. And may I offer to you the peace, not the peace that the world would offer, filled with judgment and comparisons, but the world that the peace that I would give unto you. It's a different kind of peace. It's not conditional. It's not contingent upon my comparing myself, my life, my experience with yours, or comparing the conditioned world with an idealized self, an idealized version of what we ought to be and how we ought to be. All of that departs and recedes, and a peace washes over me, washes over us, that is not of this world that we made. And if it's not of this world we made, we can't understand it on our own and from the perspective of standing in the world that we made. I read this quote today, and it is from A Course in Miracles, and it's all the way back in the textbook, and it's in chapter 20, in the section called Entering the Ark, which I call Entering the Ark of Peace. And it says, "Ask not the sparrow how the eagle soars, for those with little wings have not accepted for themselves the power to share with you." So ask not the sparrow with little wings called my ego to explain to me peace, because it does not know the vision that is seen from the winged expanse of the Christ consciousness. It can't soar at that level. And so I piggyback onto that consciousness. I catch a ride on that eagle, on that consciousness, on that Christ vision. And I allow it then to be my vision. The Ark of Peace is entered two by two. The Ark of Peace is entered two by two. And so in holy relationship, I extend my hand to you and I enter that Ark of Peace together, not by comparing, not by offering a judgment of you, but by seeing you with the eyes of Christ. And therein lies this peace that Christ bestows on us. It doesn't say there is a peace that Christ bestows on me. It says on us. And so as you would say, this isn't an I go, this is a we go. Yeah. This is the we aspect that this is bestowed. And we release our comparisons. We release our judgments. Because it says, for it has come to us to save us from our own judgments on ourselves. And that comparisons are still before this peace. We release the comparisons. We release the judgment. They do not keep us safe. We think they keep us safe. We think those judgments keep us safe. We think those comparisons keep us in line and keep our goal, you know, aligned. Bullshit. We let that go and we offer it to Christ's vision so that we may find a peace so deep, so quiet, so undisturbable and wholly changeless. And it is bestowed on us. It is given bestowed, it is given. Are you willing to receive? And I say yes.
Beautiful. Thank you for bringing that up and the section out of the textbook. Love that. I love how it winds around and it keeps bringing us back, reinforcing these lessons in new ways throughout the textbook. And there's such a companion, the textbook and the workbook. And if you're studying A Course in Miracles and you're struggling with the textbook, you know, I often recommend people to start with the workbook because it kind of takes us gently into a little bit more of a grasp of the underlying narrative, if you will. Mm-hmm. And then when we go back to the textbook, it really starts jumping out at us. Mm-hmm. Interestingly, as you were sharing, I had a flashback to my grandson. Mm-hmm. And when he was about 6, I had the DVD of it was his favorite DVD, and it was Godzilla. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, he could watch it over and over and over, right? And so imagine, you know, this child watching this video, right, on TV, and we would try to get his attention. I mean, you could literally talk to him, and he wouldn't hear anything you're saying because he was focused, hypnotized by the stream of thoughts, the stream of consciousness of the video, of the movie, Godzilla. He just was enthralled by that movie. And I was getting this vision as you were sharing because I was seeing, that's how we are engaged with the ego. We're enthralled with it. We are totally committed to it. And so the Holy Spirit, our right mind, and our guides, I mean, Spirit is continuously in our family of brothers and sisters. This is about returning to the family, you know, the sonship. And, you know, they're not screaming at us, you know. And so his mom figured out the better way, instead of screaming at her son to get his attention, she would just turn the TV off, right? Now, in the silence, he could hear. He was disengaged. Mm-hmm. And that's, I was seeing that and experiencing that while you were sharing your share, because mm-hmm. that's what we're required to do. We need to let the Holy Spirit pull the plug on the TV, so to speak, pull the plug on the ego so that we can hear and rejoin with family that are right here with us all the time and never leave us alone. And they're not going to scream at us and yell at us. His mother didn't need to scream and yell at him. She just needed to help him disconnect from what he was engaged in. We are absolutely engaged in the ego mind. And so we'll pull the plug on that in this practice. And as soon as we do, everything goes quiet, right? Because we can't ignore. We can ignore that drama that's playing out in our mind, our thinking self. And that's our power, all power.
And coming to these lessons, it's a great story. Coming to these lessons is our commitment to unplug. And sometimes when we sit to contemplate this lesson or a lesson, you know, we feel like we just can't do it. Mm-hmm. We just feel like, you know, I'm too engaged in Godzilla right now, yeah. in the drama of the ego and the world. Yeah. You know, I'm so enthralled with it that I cannot possibly still my mind enough to study this lesson. And what I've got to share with you is, you know, that is your ego also trying to convince you not to sit. So you sit anyway, you attempt anyway, you approach it anyway, even when you don't feel like it. I don't feel like it is not an excuse. And I will share with the larger audience here, you know, as I'm looking at my husband right now, I sat down to approach this lesson, it was my turn to pray us in. And I'm like, I just can't, you know, because I was upset about something. And it's like, yes, I can. And during what, 20 minutes we've been doing this, whatever it was I thought I was upset about, whatever I felt vulnerable about, and all it was fear. All it was the vulnerability that got exposed. And then we sat down, and in the conversation of this lesson, in the contemplation of continuing the contemplation of this lesson in this particular day, you know, it shifts. And when we invoke the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit, the power and the presence, as Tony and I do, of Jesus and of that mind that was in Christ Jesus, and I refer to that also as Isa. And when we invite God itself to companion us and then approach the lesson, the miracle happens. And it's I would suggest that it's not the Holy Spirit that's unplugging. It's us that has to be willing to unplug and to turn.
Right. That's right.
And that's what these lessons do. There is a peace. There is. I'm saying there is. It's not there might be a peace. No, there is a peace that Christ bestows on us. Are we willing to receive the gift? And we must pause for just a moment to simply receive the gift. We have to have the intention, the goal at the beginning. Yes, I am willing to receive this gift. And so therefore, I demonstrate my willingness by pausing, by disengaging, by unplugging Godzilla, and just, you know, being willing to receive the gift and say, yes, I'm willing to receive this gift of peace that is being bestowed, being given to me. And then from here, the willingness to give that gift to others,
mm-hmm.
to be not only the recipient, but the giver of that gift this day. And this is how it works. And this is how every lesson works. It's not just this lesson.
Absolutely.
And so I am grateful for our commitment to stay the course, to, you know, we made a commitment last night. You know, we just want to live this. We don't want to just talk about it. We want to live this. This is how we live our lives. And this is we don't compare to the outside world. We align ourselves with this and to the best of our ability. And we keep offering, keep offering, keep offering it to Holy Spirit.
That's right.
So, thank you for letting me share.
Well said. I'd like to close by just reading this prayer one more time and we'll close. Father, the peace of Christ is given us because it is your will that we be saved. Help us today, but to accept your gift and judge it not, for it has come to us to save us from our judgment on ourselves. There is a peace that Christ bestows on us. And so it is. And God bless you, Mighty Companion, for hanging out with us. We love you. Stay the course. We're committed to staying this course and living this course with you. God bless.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions, and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander to temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send and it returns.